If you're in business, you need to be kept informed. In Business on Radio Kerry, every Thursday from 6 to 7pm.
You're very welcome back to the final part of In Business with Mary Gallagher. Now, I'm sure it'll come as no surprise to hear that a recent report, the EY Future Consumer Index, is showing that the rising cost of living is forcing consumers to tighten their grip on finances. It's showing that while sustainability may be a concern for consumers, many of them are now prioritising affordability when it comes to purchasing. Here to tell us more about this is Michael Johnson, EY Ireland Partner, the Head of Accounting, Compliance and Reporting. Michael, good evening. You're very welcome to In Business.
Yeah, thanks, Mary.
Look, this report, it shows how customers are looking increasingly at affordability as the main driver when it comes to spending. But maybe before we get into all of that and the results in the report, can you tell us how many people were involved in this research and where were they from?
Yeah, thanks, Mary. It's actually the 10th edition of our Future Consumer Index. And in this edition, we've surveyed over 18,000 consumers. And I suppose, look, we started this initially just to track, you know, consumer sentiment and concerns at the start of the pandemic. But we've continued to track the consumer index to see how consumers are feeling. And but I think what we're seeing now is actually that the global trends are actually beginning to mirror what we're seeing here with Irish consumers as well.
And consumers are pretty pessimistic about the economic outlook. Can you talk to us more about the findings?
Yeah, Mira, I think, look, every economy at the minute is dealing with the impact of the pandemic and indeed, you know, the current situation in Ukraine. I mean, we're all seeing that, you know, energy costs are rising significantly. The supply chains are disrupted. Interest rates are rising, and now we're seeing higher inflation on the back of all that. But I think, look, all of this together is like a perfect storm, and it's really putting pressure on households and households' budgets. But you know, what we're seeing in the survey is that, you know, a couple of themes are coming through in the research. I mean, you know, consumers they're prioritising affordability over sustainability. Consumers' sentiment towards sustainability is actually changing, and how they're dealing with sustainability. And then also, you know, consumers are getting very cautious around online spending and the whole data protection area.
And, you know, we hear about so many people about being concerned about this rising cost of living, but these findings are showing that even those that are on a higher income, they too are also worried about their own personal finances.
Absolutely. I think that, look, we're all seeing, you know, prices increase at the till, whether you're doing your shopping in Dingle or whether you're in Tralee or in reality any other part of the country. You know, we are seeing, you know, the prices going up, and you know, I think from the survey what we're seeing is that, you know, the consumers are also having that grave concern at a global scale. So 79% of our respondents have said that they've got grave concerns over their finances, and even look, 62% of those who responded to the survey, you know, they're expecting that their living costs will actually increase further over the next 6 months and even beyond that into the foreseeable. But, you know, I think we're all looking to change, but I think that these inflationary pressures, you know, they're pushing consumers to, you know, control their spending. They're looking to people to, you know, readjust and prioritise the cost that they're incurring in order to maintain their lifestyles. But, you know, this is just changing behaviours, and you know, people are beginning to prioritise their affordability and really to get value for money. So it's irrelevant as to, you know, what scale you're on in terms of your income. Everybody is beginning to feel the pinch around what's happening in the wider economy.
And you've touched on it there. Sustainability, you know, over the last number of years, it has become a priority for many people. But this report is showing that consumers are now prioritising affordability over sustainability.
You're right. I mean, look, I think there's absolutely, you know, a greater belief in sustainable products. But I think that the rising costs are impacting on purchasing choices and actually people's behaviour. So people are becoming a lot more prudent, you know, and consumers now are looking at, you know, the prices at the petrol pumps, and they're comparing the price in one forecourt versus another forecourt. People are making decisions around, you know, changing, you know, to buying own brand products. But I think that, you know, there's a lot more kind of conscientious customer out there, and we're all looking for ways to get value for money, and including such things as, you know, looking at secondhand options, or indeed looking to repair products rather than replace them. So I think that we're all looking at that, you know, affordability and really looking for value for money.
Yeah, that report is showing that, you know, while people might be shunning maybe sustainability over affordability, they are looking to be, I suppose, still conscious of their footprint. And as you mentioned there, you know, maybe looking at secondhand products or repairing belongings and maybe choosing not to keep up with fashion trends and trying not to waste food.
That's it. I think, you know, everybody now is becoming adaptable. And I think, look, there is always going to be, and there has been, a very strong sentiment towards sustainability, which is greatly improved. And the way we're all living these days is that it will continue to improve. But I think, you know, people are becoming adaptable and they're just looking at different ways to manage their own footprint. I mean, you're right, in the survey, with 87% of respondents, you know, they're trying not to waste food, you know. With 36% of respondents looking to, you know, buy secondhand options rather than new. And again, look, you did mention the repair. So 69% of respondents are looking to repair than replace. And I think the one that was curious to myself was 64% of respondents no longer feel the need to keep up with the seasonal fashion trends. So they're looking to, you know, recycle, you know, the fashion that they have, or trying to extend, you know, the wear that they have. But also, you know, that's going to pose a lot of challenges for retailers, who will also have to adapt, just as our consumers are having to adapt in, you know, looking at sustainability and looking at value for money and affordability.
Definitely some very interesting trends there in that consumer, EY Consumer Index. Michael, thanks so much for joining us and explaining them.
Thanks for having me, Mary.
Michael Johnson there, EY Ireland Partner, Head of Accounting, Compliance and Reporting, telling us about that EY Future Consumer Index, which is showing that the rising cost of living is forcing consumers to tighten their grip on their finances and to look more to affordability over the likes of sustainability. Well, that is it for this evening's In Business. My thanks to all of my guests. If you want to get in contact during the week, email inbusiness@radiokerry.ie or send a message via LinkedIn on my own, Mary Gallagher, or the Radio Kerry LinkedIn pages.